drunks have turned to strangers and the stars are out of tune. As I think about the one who might have saved me, I know you're out there somewhere between the highway and the moon. Oh, bye, 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 baby. Oh, bye, bye, bye.
It's 2 after 5 on CITR 101.9 FM. Hello, David.
How you doing?
Oh, he's talking. Here you go.
How you doing, Squire?
Hello, David. Come on into the room.
Thanks. Yeah, it's been great out there.
It's Chips with Everything. This is the British pop music show. And we're on the air for 1 hour with lots of British pop music. Cheerio, Dan.
Blood on
Another
the saddle.
Excellent blood on the saddle from him. He's gone.
He's going to ride off into the grey range tonight.
Have you ever seen his Batman collection?
Yeah, I have.
It's pretty impressive, that guy.
Yeah. Happy trails, Danny boy.
Over 31 Batmobiles, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
We got an One hour of British pop music.
Like what? What do you got?
I have a list.
Excellent. What's this?
I made a list. Kind of a list. We're going to play, Napoleon III.
Wow. I didn't know that he could do
that. I picked out some records by children.
Really?
Yeah, three of them, and they're, it's 14 still child. They've got three records by 14-year-olds.
Good.
And something from the new albums by Edwyn Collins and Gruff Rhys.
Oh, good. Good old Gruff. Wait. Gruff Rhys is.
He's the dude from the Super Furry Animals.
Super Furry Animals.
Yeah.
One of your favorites.
Yeah, and he's coming to town soon.
Excellent. What's he doing here? Do you know?
I don't know. Probably hanging out in a hotel room.
Oh, good. Oh, so he's not actually performing?
No, he's performing. Let's see. I'll get the details later on in the show.
Nice.
When I play the track.
Excellent. So, and summer festivals. That's what I'm interested in.
Yeah, there's lots of summer festivals happening.
Yeah.
I don't think any of that. I haven't bought a ticket.
Yeah, more on that later.
I don't know anything about them. Are you going to have to school me about what's happening?
Okay, good. We'll be right back.
I make a rough plan to sleep around the mineral rut. I need a change, I'm a lazy rat if I am honest. But my bold change of tack will fade out with the summer. I've got no appetite and all the girls are bummers.
when you were young and your heart was an open book. Oh, you used to say, live and let live. But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give it a cry, say live and let die. Well, you're gonna give the other fella
that one in honor of Sir Paul's forthcoming nuptials. He's getting renuptialized.
You're just such a
come on in.
You're just such a sentimental dude. That's all I can say
about Paul.
Yeah,
can I not be? I should also dedicate that to Jessica, my wife.
Nice,
because of her deep adoring love of Paul,
right?
And most things Paul, not all though.
Mm-hmm.
She's critical of him too.
Well,
tough, but you know, it's a tough love.
His clothes, I always liked his clothes, you know. Maybe not lately, but
now he just tends to favor, you know, a nice suit with a open neck white shirt. I think that's his look.
I think he looked really good in what he was wearing in Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. I think that was a great look.
I know, I'd like him to go back to that.
Yeah, the whole animated thing.
Hey, maybe he can, you know, he's got this penchant for, you know, cashing in on his legacy.
Right.
You know, he kept away from it for a long time, and all through the 70s and I guess some of the 80s. But then, you know, he started, you know,
stepping up to the mic.
Yeah. Redoing his old stuff, playing lots of Beatles songs at concerts. He did that Good Give My Regards to Broad Street thing. He had another album that made a joke about the Abbey Road album sleeve. Did you know that?
Oh, no, I didn't.
You know how millions of people have had themselves photographed crossing Abbey Road at the same spot, you know?
Right,
it's just
of course,
a cliched
yeah.
photo opportunity.
Yeah,
well, Paul McCartney took that cliched photo opportunity and put it on the cover of one of his live albums, which was called Tripping the Live Fantastic. So there you see what the man is capable of.
Wow.
So that's the sort of thing that my wife Jessica, you know, will be critical of him for.
But yet loves him dearly.
No, yeah, of course. We all wish him happiness.
Yeah.
In his nuptials.
Yeah.
I better quickly cover the songs. We did the opening song that we blabbed over some of was Belle and Sebastian's cover version.
Who'd have thunk that was Belle and Sebastian?
They're always pretending
gobsmacked
to be someone else.
God, great.
Then Napoleon III from the album Christiana MTFU and BJ Arno, yeah.
Yeah, but you know that, I think with Belle and Sebastian there, that's definitely a case of them doing a tune like that just because, they can.
Just to show that they can?
Yeah. I wonder what the next, you know, what micro subgenre of music they're going to do, right?
I think the one of the problems with them is that after how many albums, they're actually kind of running out of cool genres to cover, and so they're now locked in this kind of
metal house,
MOR, middle of the road Fleetwood Mac sound forever.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah,
that's your prediction.
Their last album sounded a lot like The Beautiful South, and it didn't have so much variety on it. I don't know. I think that you can only, I mean, how many songs can you think of? 150 different styles that you want to mock,
right? Yeah.
Yeah, you probably could.
All of them. Every single one.
Well, I think Bill and Sebastian thought that too.
But, you know, you celebrate them by mocking them, right?
I don't.
Really?
I quite like them.
No. I mean, those all the different genres of music.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did. They did a... Oh, who cares?
Exactly.
Who cares about those guys anymore?
Yeah. Let's
look to the future. I've got... three tracks by kids who are, well, actually, I checked into this. It's, one of them is 15.
Yeah. Young adult performer.
Two of them are 14. Mm-hmm. DeFranco Family from 1974 with It's a Heartbeat. Do you know that one?
No.
It's actually a Canadian band. Anyway, I'll play it in a minute. Then Hayley Mills cut an album in 1962 when she was 14. And then Tammy St. John is a British singer who her career only lasted about 2 years between the ages of 14 and 15. But the first two trying really hard to sound like the kid next door, and then Tammy at the end sounding very grown up. But let's just play to the end of this track. This is The Prodigy.
Sensation, listen.
She's an impressive. Startling mature. I think you should use this microphone, Dave. There you go.
Cheers, mate.
The very mature pipes of Tammy St. John, a 14-year-old singer. I know that's not that uncommon. Before that, Dark Shadows and Empty Hallways. I should.
What, being 14?
Well, you know, there's lots of pop stars around that are pretty young.
Oh, and a singer. I thought you meant unusual.
Justin
just
Bieber.
I thought you meant it was just unusual to be 14. Period. Sorry. Full stop.
Thanks for that clarification.
Yeah.
On the job
for you, man.
The YouTube video for that song has a comment by Tammy St. John herself is relatively obscure. I think her career kind of ended pretty soon. She did cut 6 records before she was 16, and let's face it, you didn't do that.
No, it's true. Okay.
So none of them were hits. But anyway, on the YouTube video, the 14-year-old drummer that played in Tammy's band made a comment. So he says, this was in 1964. I played drums in Tammy's band when she first started out, and I knew her and her family. I thought she might be another Lulu. We were both 14, and she was really I was really sweet on her. I'd have loved to have gone on the road with the band, but O-levels got in the way. Thanks for the memories, Tammy.
Oh,
signed,
dear.
Your 14-year-old drummer from 1964.
O-levels got in the way.
Libra Quericorn. That's his name on YouTube.
Not bad.
Okay, I blabbed on too long. Let's listen to the rest of this song. It's from Edwyn Collins' latest album.
Active volcanoes aglow. from up in the middle of the afternoon. Space dust engulfs us in change after dark.
You up and left without warning.
I had to work in the morning.
Couldn't even look me in the eye.
You had your sunglasses on.
Didn't care to even say goodbye.
You didn't answer the phone.
Me at all.
Space dust just breaks up and dies.
The zoo shop, the record store last week, and he was jamming this tune.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, you got a good memory.
He was. He was actually playing the whole of the Visage album. This is from Visage's album, Visage.
I remember feeling two things. One, feeling really, really good when I heard it. When I walked in, I liked the music. I'd never been in the place before. And I can't remember the other thing. So, yeah,
well, the Zoo Shop is a record store.
But
it's just on Main Street, right off of Yeah. Alexander Street, more or less.
Yeah.
It's between Alexander and Main.
And it's but they also have a live venue there, right?
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
They do have a live venue.
Yes. So what did we just listen to?
Before that, it was Griff Rees, who is normally he's the lead singer of the Super Furry Animals, but he has a solo album called Hotel Shampoo.
Really?
Yeah. That's a track off of his album.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. I know it's pleasant to listen to.
That goes a long way.
I know, and he is coming to town.
Well, what do you mean?
It's Saturday the 6th of June.
And he's going to be performing and everything.
No, wait, it must be Saturday the 4th of June.
Okay.
That's right. Yeah, sure. And he's performing and everything. He's going to sing songs, but he's not with his band. He's on his own. He does side projects.
Oh, yeah? What if the band finds out?
And they get jealous, probably.
Wow.
Well, I guess they can't do anything. I think he holds all the cards. He's the voice of the band.
Right.
Writes the songs in the band.
Oh, nice.
And they're the Art Garfunkels, so all they can do is play well.
Right. Oh, that's a good gig.
I don't know. Maybe Art Garfunkel can write songs.
That's a good gig for him, though, right? So the other stuff we were listening to way earlier, that Prodigy album, or Prodigy, I should say, that one tune.
Yeah.
You said the album's songs of a... songs...
Music Jilted from Generation. The Jilted Generation. Yeah. For the Jilted Generation, oh, yeah. Okay. That's their second album from, about 1994 or something, long time ago. But that is like a classic. It's like the best techno album of all time ever.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's a bold statement.
I know, well, it's in there.
Wow. Well, I'm going to listen to it. I know. 1994, but whatever. That was amazing.
What were you doing?
Yeah.
Who was the seminary?
Oh, God. 1994. Oh, no. That was the good old days of, what's his name? Billy Bragg. The Communards. Leonard Cohen, of course.
Always Leonard.
Yeah, it's always Leonard.
Okay, let's listen to some music. This is actually a track by Yellow, who are a band from Switzerland, but the lead singer is on this song is Billy McKenzie, a Scottish bloke.
Scared 1,000 years.
I think that's an immense song. I know, you're puffing and panting. You want to go to Ibiza, don't you?
I do.
That was Nero featuring Sophocus, Promises. Before that, two tracks with Billy McKenzie, the Scottish falsetto chanteur.
Yeah, yeah, that was good.
The first one was actually the band Yellow. That's Y-E-L-L-O, not E-L-O.
Right.
But he did a lot of recordings with them. I guess they just liked his voice. From 1987, Call It Love. And then after that, The Associates from 1982. That was his main band, I guess, that he's known for. Club Country, which was their 11th single and their second hit. They had 7 hit records in the UK. But they're not in the pantheon of electro-pop duo greats.
Right.
I don't know why. Their stuff is pretty cool.
I thought so. Yeah, it was amazing, actually. I think
it was pretty amazing, eh?
Yeah.
I think it's amazing. I think it's amazing, too.
Layered. It's varied. It's... I don't know, man. It's sort of new. It's...
Well, some people in Scotland regard this...
It's good. I know. Craftsmanship. It's like a cabinet maker put it together instead of a carpenter.
You think so?
Very well structured.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Extreme. Like, and...
You know, those other bands, Erasure and Bronski Beat and the Pet Shop Boys, all of whom are, you know, brilliant.
Yeah, of course they are.
At it. But what they do is they are really good at taking the dance pop tropes... working them to their advantage, but the Associates just seem to make stuff up out of nowhere.
Yeah, I guess you get a lot of benefit sort of sticking to this structural script, right? I mean, but like you say, they exploit it really well. Yeah, I love it. Sometimes, yeah, I mean, I'd love to see one of their shows.
But well, okay, first of all, they broke up in 1982.
Yeah, I recognize you need a time machine, right?
And the lead singer committed suicide in the 90s. So there's not a lot of opportunity open there.
I'm going to bow. I'll bow out. Yep.
The other guy from the Associates performs the songs of Billy McKenzie with a list of guests, maybe. Kind of thing.
Okay.
That's the best you can hope for.
All right. Well, I'll have to get to like them more first before I, you know.
You're still hoping. Isn't the Bronski Beat revival on the top of your list?
Well, I don't know why you put it like that. I mean, I'm just. You should keep good with me so you can get some, you know, complimentary tickets.
You want to see the original three together at last?
Outstanding. Yes, please.
It's 5 minutes until Queer FM is coming up. And I'm sure Aidan has got a wicked show.
Both barrels ready to blow.
Yeah, he's got some great news. He got a big grant for an amazing project
station,
and he's going to be talking all about that.
Oh, big grant, sorry.
Not big grant. He doesn't work here anymore.
Oh, okay.
No, he had to get fired.
Yeah, it's too bad.
No, this is the kind of grant where they give you a large check. And,
oh, good.
And he doesn't work here either.
Oh, so large. Oh, check, he doesn't work here?
Yeah. We'll...
Checky doesn't work here anymore. It's a shame, you know. I remember when he'd smash through the brick wall, sometimes concrete, at the sub just to give us a $500 community performance grant. Like for this Buster Keaton movie where these original guys were gonna, Kido Collective is gonna make some music and play along. They're gonna fill a barn and play some music and save the town. But then Checky, he couldn't get through the concrete.
got those. Wish I'd never bought these flipping Winkle Picker shoes. Blues. I've got those, what's the good of shoes? Your feet can't even use. Blues. My little toe's disjointed, the big one comes out pointed. Wish I'd never seen them, how they held you clean them. Cost me seven knicker. I've got Winkle Picker shoes, blues. All the trouble I've got in me plates, mates. I look at me feet and I freeze. Why was I misguided? I wish that I'd decided to buy elastic-sided booties. I've got those, wish that I could flog these flippin' Winkle Picker shoes, blues. I've got those, oh, me aching dogs in shoes that once was news, blues. Then at youth club dances, my girlfriend won't take chances. Feel a proper knit there. All I do is sit there chatting to the vicar. I've got Winkle Picker, drives a bloke to liquor. I've got Winkle Picker shoes, blues. Hooray for gumboots.
That's our time up.